This WBEZ podcast is supported by The Auditorium, presenting Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, April 24th through the 26th. Experience the power, passion, and athleticism under the direction of newly appointed artistic director, Alicia Graf Mack. Plus, five Chicago premieres showcasing the bold innovation and artistry that have made Alvin a global cultural treasure. Tickets at auditoriumtheater.org.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. A report out today says Chicago police are asked to do too much, and it's damaging public safety. My colleague Michael Puente reports Chicago police are responsible for minor things like animal control and noise complaints, and a study by the Police Project at New York University says that is the wrong approach. It suggests officers are not trained to handle every call thrown at them. Author Barry Friedman says Chicago police don't spend enough time responding to violent crime.
What are the officers doing? In Chicago, they're spending too much time conducting traffic stops and enforcement rather than working with community members to build relationships where they can co-produce public safety together.
The report is based on interviews with dozens of community members and public officials. Former Chicago alderperson Ed Burke has reported to federal prison to serve a 2-year sentence for racketeering, bribery, and attempted extortion. The Sun-Times reports Burke is in custody at the low-security facility in Thompson, Illinois. Burke was the longest-serving city council member, and a jury found he wielded his influence to strong-arm developers to benefit his law office for his personal gain. The 2-year sentence falls short of the 10 years prosecutors sought. And the mayor of South Suburban Ford Heights has been found guilty of stealing village money for his own personal use. A Cook County judge today says Charles Griffin spent thousands of village dollars using a debit card that was in his name between 2015 and 2017. He apparently had statements sent directly to his home to try and hide that spending. It is officially fall. After a soggy Sunday, more rain is expected tonight and tomorrow. National Weather Service meteorologist Lee Carlaw mostly expects steady light showers.
Not going to be a drought buster based on how dry things have been, but it's definitely combined with the previous event, probably going to be really beneficial coming out of that kind of last dry spell here.
Sunny skies return on Wednesday. And the White Sox got handed their 120th loss of the season, losing yesterday to the Padres. The White Sox are now tied with the 1962 New York Mets for most losses in a single season. There are 6 games remaining, and so the White Sox could break that record. My colleague Cheryl Ray Stout says the losing streak could continue next season.
They're likely going to lose 100 games again, but it's going to matter is, have they made enough development in some of these young players that they could be in the major leagues next year? They have done it with their starting pitchers, but you're not seeing the results yet.
The White Sox open their final homestand tomorrow, the first of 3 games against the LA Angels. Weather, partly sunny, a high in the low 70s, and then cloudy tonight, shower. Some storms could include heavy rain, a low in the low 60s. And Tuesday, cloudy, a very good chance for some more heavy rain, and a high near 70. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thank you for listening.